Menachos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Like we said, the end of Mishnah Hey, we're going to have now a lot of different halachas of two things that go together. Sometimes those two things are part and parcel of one mitzvah, one din, and they're ma'afin zezeh. Sometimes not. We're going to have a list in Mishnahis of two things that have shaykhis that are ma'akvin, and lists of things that are not ma'akvin. There's going to be a list all over Shas. Lav davke kotcha. Shnei Seire Yom HaKippurim Ma'akvin says that the soil Lashem, the soil Lazazah. Again, we're not going to go too much into each halacha because each one is a subject for itself. We're not learning Mesechus Yuma now. But suffice it to say that the carbon Lashem, the carbon Lazazel, a part of one carbon. There's a chaloy shem carbon that's called both of them together, and each one is part of the carbon together. So mele makvin zeze. Shnei kivsei atzeres makvin zeze. The kivsei atzeres, even though we saw earlier the halachos of zika, one kevis to one seder lechem and the other one, but lemaisa they're part of one carbon. So if one was brought, the other one wasn't brought. The carbon is puzzle. There's no yotzi dechavosai. Shtei chalois, we're talking over here about the shtei halechem. Again, it's two parts of the carbon. The relationship between kivsei aseres and the shtei chalois is matir and nitir, like we learned about earlier in the first few prokem. Over there also makvin zuzu. Shnei storim, this is talking about lechem aponim. Makvin zezer, shnei bezichin, the bezichin levoina on the matirin, on the storim of lechem aponim. The aloch is also makvin zezer. Hastorim v'abazichin ma'akvin zezeh. One's the matter, one's the nitter. You need both parts to be part of one din. The lechem is possible without the levain. The levain is matter, and a levain where there's no lechem upon it is also possible. It's not a zach for itself. Shnei minim, shebenozir. We're not learning Maseches Nozir now, but there were different types of lachmim. There's chalos and rikikim that have to be brought. Shloisha shebeporo, the two minim of a nozir, the three minim of a pora adumo, this was put into the eish that was burnt by the pora adumo to make the eifer pora adumo. There's the eitz eres, the ezer, and the shnit helos, described in the beginning of Pashas Kukas. Arbo shebetoida, these are four types of lechem in a carbon toida, chalois, rikikim, selos mubeches, and lachmei chometz. We're going to learn the halachas beprotius of all this. Later on, it's not the time for it now. Arbo shebelulav, of course, this is more familiar to the island. We're talking about a lulav and esrog hadas and arava. Arbo shebemitzayra, four minim that are used in the tahara of being mazel on the mitzayra that becomes tahar. The eitz eres, the ezev shnitelas, tzipor achaya. That's in the beginning of Parshas Mitzayra. They're all makvin zezeh. They're all parts. They're different things. They're not different amounts. They're different things, but they're all makvin zezeh. Sheva hazois shebeporo, seven hazois keneged the heichol, which is done on harazesim. This is by pora aduma makvizuzu. If you do six, now yoitza. Sheva hazois shoben abadim, this is talking about on Yom Kippur, the ben abadim inside the kodesh hakadoshim. V'shala peroiches, seven on the peroiches between the heichol and the kodesh hakadoshim. Shal mizbech hazov, another seven were spritzed on the Mizbeach Hazov inside the Heichol Makvin Zuzu. This is a Yisoid Godel in Avoida of Yom Kippur that all the Hazois are Makvin Zuzu. There's a discussion we had in the end of Maseches Vachim that there is one Hazor, which is not a Hazor really, it's a Shvicha on the Mizbeach Shabakutz of the Shirayim of the Dam that was Nizrak Bifnim. Is that a Chelik HaMakevus or not? Ayin Shop. Mishnah Zion continues. Shiva Kani Menorah Makvin Zezeh. You have to light all of them. And the Menorah itself has to have all of them. Shiva Neroseo Makvin Zezeh. What it means is the Kanim are the stems. What's the word for it? The branches of the Menorah. They're Makvin plus the cups on top where the Ner is put. You can't just have seven cups on top of six branches. The branches are Makav, the cups are Makav, really all the details are Makav. The Torah says, by Parshas HaMenorah, Kafterem uknoisom mimenu yu, the Gemara says, and it has to be all made. What's not Makav, it's interesting, this is the Shmuz over here in the Gemara, is that the choice of material, even though the Torah says to make it from Zov, that's not Makav. And that was taka historically. What happened was after Yevonim and Mechal the Beis HaMikdosh, Chashmenei, when they came in, the famous Nes Chanukah took place. It was a menorah of Nechoshes Tachzah. Then they upgraded it to Kesev, and then when they finally had enough, they made another one of Zov. So that chelik is not makir, but the design is makir. Important point to point out, the design is ma'akiv if the menorah is made of Zov. So then when the menorah was made of Nechoshes or Kesev, the design was not ma'akiv. In a menorah shel Zov, it has to be mikshachatz, it has to be formed from one piece. The amount of gold that has to be used also exists at Kosev, kikazov. And then the 22 gvim, the 11 kaftarim, and the 9 prochim, all the different details of how the intricate design, the menorah, that's all ma'akiv. We'll just share with the Olam a Sheiner Remez. It's brought in Svarim. It really comes from Zoyar. Pesach Dvoreo Yoyer, Mevin Psoyeo. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Pesach Dvoreo means the opening of the Torah's words light up. So the drush is Pesach Dvoreo, the first words in each of the Chamishu Chumshe Torah, Yoyer are keneged chalokim that are mayor of the menorah. So in the first pasuk of each of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, there's a number of amount of words which is connected. One is 22, one is 11, one is 9. It's connected different chalokim of the menorah. Beautiful remez. Vaita, the Mishnah continues, Shtei Parsha Shebe Mezuzah. A mezuzah has Shemar V'hoyim Shemoya. Here, by the way, the sugya, the ikus sugyas in Shas of Stam, of the halachas of writing Sefer Torah, mezuzahs, tefillin, are over here. An opportunity over here to learn the sugya is bi'iyun of Stam in the Gemara over here. The Mishnah mentions very, very little. We'll mention only Rosh Hashanah. The two parshas in mezuzah are mak mezuzah. Mezuzah that's missing is missing. Vafilu ksav echod, even one letter that's missing, ma'akvon, one letter that's missing was also choser, and passes up the whole mezuzah. Has to be ksiv etamo. Uchsav tom, ksiv etamo, because I mean, understand that means that all the letters have to be there. The Gemara says, l'chayru, from knowing that the two pashas are ma'akv, l'chayru, the whole pasha, all the words. So the Gemara goes off into an arichus that uchsav tom, ksiv etamo, includes not only all the letters, but even, so a lot of halachos of how the letters are written. And let's say that every letter has to be mukefes gvila, has to be surrounded by cloth, by white, around each letter. Two letters that are attached to each other, the ink runs, the two letters are too close to each other. That's also possible. There's a lot of halachas that come from that oifin aksiva, ksiva tama, uchule. And the sugis over here, this is what the seifim have to learn. Arba parashi shebetvilin, the next chelik of Stam are the four parshas in Tefillin. Shema v'ayim shemayi kadosh v'ayim kiviyako. Makv v'zuzu, they all have to be there. V'afil ksav echod me'akvon, the same Mishnah. What's interesting about the arba parshas in Tefillin is that there's a chelik between Tefillin shel Resh and Tefillin shel Yad. Tefillin shel Yad, they're all four in one compartment, written on one cloth. In the Shel Rosh, they've put into four separate compartments. You'll look at the top of the Shel Rosh, you'll see there's lines dividing. There's four separate compartments in the Shel Rosh. Each parasha is written on a separate cloth. That's a halacha Moshe Sinai. The order of writing the parashas is the subject of the famous machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Do you write Kaseida Havayis or not? Arbat tzitzis ma'ak v'zu'ezu, sh'arbat on mitzvah achas. The Mishnah has another loshen. Four tzitzis, the Torah says, if a person has a beged of dal kanfas, he has to put on tzitzis. Does he have to put on three? He has to put on all four. And if he puts on three, or if he puts on even four, but the fourth one doesn't have all the strings, so that's l'chetz ma'akiv. Rabbi Shmuel lo'im arbat on arba mitzvahs. Each one is a separate mitzvah. Now, it's very problematic, this machlokes, because what it sounds like is that Rabbi Shmuel has no problem if a yid has a four-cornered garment to put on one tzitzis and he can walk around with it. And that's however not true. There's a mitzvah to put on all four. L'chayv, if he's wearing the beggar, he didn't put on four, so it's ma'akiv. It's not the yoytz of the mitzvah. So what are you going to say? You're going to say the mefarshim talk out. What happens if all he has is one set of tzitzis strings to put on? So he can only be kosher one corner, so he's not, it's not ma'akiv, it's yoytz of the mitzvah with the one, and he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah with the other three because it's anoyness. Lemaisa, when you look at the Gemara in Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says, "What's takan machlokes in Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel?" My benayu, the Gemara says, but it doesn't say that according to him you can walk around over here. Over him, according to him, you can't walk around. So some of the mefarshim, you look at the chidushim am yuchasim laRajba, says no. The lashon of the Mishnah here is not ma'ak v'zuazu. The lashon is arbatan mitzvah achas. Rabbi Shmuel says arbatan arba mitzvahs. Avada de ma'ak v'zuazu, but it's four separate mitzvahs. Each one is a separate mitzvah. The Mefarshim say, so what's the difference between the four mitzvahs? You want to know, is it a bigger mitzvah, smaller mitzvah? You get more 4 points in Shemayim or 1 point. What's the nafkamina? The Mefarshim have kama nafkaminas. One nafkamina, the Gemara speaks out, is that there's a halacha that one is allowed to attach to a beged of pishton strings, tzitzit strings, have to be made out of tzemer. In order to die with chelos, they have to be made with tzemer. So l'chor, that's going to be shatnes. This is the famous halacha of Aseder Chaloisus, which the Gemara learns out from this din. Klein b'tzitzis, pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. That being said, what happens if a person has a beged and he has three corners that he tied on, and he tied them on strings, of course, of tzemer onto a beged of pishton? Are the three strings, do they have a koyach of asei dechaloise asei? According to Bishmol, each one is a separate mitzvah. So they were doicha the loise asei of shatnas, and it wasn't over. According to Tanakama, it's one mitzvah, so it wasn't yet in the mitzvah at all. He didn't put anything on. So he's back to square one, and it's mamish a posh to climb betzitzis. One nafkamina. Another nafkamina is if you have a talus that has five corners. It's a five-cornered beged. According to Tanakama, four are shaykh to one mitzvah. The Gemara happens to say that a beggar that has five corners, you put on four. The fifth you leave over. According to Bishmol, if you see each one as a mechayiv, a four-cornered beggar, each one is mechayiv. So if you have a five-cornered beggar, each one's mechayiv. So then put on five strings. Third nafkamina, the Gemara says, if a person goes out in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos with a beggar with three tzitzis, three corners tied with tzitzis. According to Tanakam, he's not doing anything. He's carrying tzitzis, a maso. It's chayv echatos. According to Bishmol, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis bishleimus. He was mevatel a mitzvah, but lamaisa, each one's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So even though he's mechuyiv to put on the fourth corner, but lamaisa, the three are a mitzvah, and he's a chayv echatos, part of a beged shel mitzvah. This is the Arichus Devarim in the Mefarshim. The Rav brings down very little of this. Yitz Hashem, in the next parak, will continue also dinim from other places in Shas of ma'akvos and en ma'akvos uazu.